Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Jordan, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
J.J. Stankovic covers the Bears.
You know, when we were talking to all the Bears assistants earlier this month, and, you know, Bill Lazor made mention of, well, you know, one week you could have, you know, half your wide receiver room out because they contracted it. And I was kind of like, okay, I'm glad someone's at least mentioning that, but it's not 1 week. You're out a minimum 2 weeks. And if anyone is symptomatic, then that player's out for a month, if not longer. You know, you look at what Von Miller said about his, you know, him having COVID and how for so long after he recovered and didn't have any symptoms, he still couldn't catch his breath. He still couldn't work out the way he liked to. And that's just working out. That's not playing a football game.
Well, I could talk about Luis Robert all day.
This is a rope by Nick Madrigal. This should be in the gap. He made that look routine.
Yeah.
That was not routine. He traveled so far to get that ball.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
What he did today is a reflection of what he could possibly do in every aspect to change a game.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Ourselves quite a show yesterday. We were talking about a lot of different things. We spent some time talking about Luis Robert, and Scott Greger went into detail about Robert in a way that I was not expecting. I will share that with you before we get done today at 2 o'clock. Also on the show, Mo Creek. If you're a Big Ten basketball fan, you know that name because he played at Indiana. You might not know that he's trying to get this $1 million because the TBT tournament has been a success thus far. I actually have a Aloho Daily on the whole thing today, but they're getting ready to play their 23rd game in this tournament. And last I saw, they've been doing testing of everyone involved in the TBT, and they've had zero positive tests over the last 4 or 5 days. So That's great news. It's also the reason why I felt like the NBA should have just done a tournament. Me and Joe Cowley were talking about this last week. I felt like a double elimination tournament with the end being a 5 or 7 game series would have been easier to do than what the NBA is trying to do. And you're already seeing people breaking quarantine to go get in a line for food, and there's already rumors that Instagram models are being invited to get inside of the quarantine. I'm going to talk with Jason Goff about that at 1 o'clock. He has no idea, or I guess he might be listening, so maybe now he knows. But yeah, this is what I want to talk to him about, whether this can work with basketball. And there's some other things to consider too. Bruce Levine is going to be on the show at 1:30. I want to talk to him about what the Cubs and the White Sox are doing. The Cubs seem to be doing great as far as the testing aspect goes. them being continuing to post negatives when it comes to their COVID test. The only problem is that Major League Baseball can't get them their tests in time, so people end up not being a part of workouts because the Cubs are being very, very careful about what position they're putting their players in. There's a lot to discuss there. There's also the story of Elena Deladon. You used to play for the Sky, now a champ with the Mystics, and she tried to get a waiver to not play, and they were like, nope, you can't have one. Even though you've got Lyme disease, get your ass out there and play. So there's a lot to discuss. And I'm glad that you're along for the ride. Jordan Malley is producing the show today. Julio Raseo is part of the show today, so you'll be hearing maybe. I don't know. Jordan doesn't talk much on the show. Is it because you're afraid to talk on the show, Jordan?
No, absolutely not. I just don't want to step on toes.
No, that's not. It's an open forum here. The producers are a part of the show. And, I mean, Julio knows this, or is Julio in the back of the room now? Because sometimes that happens.
Yeah, Julio was up cutting tape. Oh, here he is.
See?
Just cutting up some audio here, Lawrence. Yasmani Grandal speaking right now.
Okay, all right, well, I'll let you get back to that, and I'll stop bothering you guys with my nonsense of bringing you on the air.
Well, Lawrence, I want to ask really quick. You mentioned about the NBA players contacting Instagram models. Could this have been the reason why Las Vegas was not chosen as an NBA bubble site? Because I thought it would have made more of a logistical sense with all the arenas and stuff, but then again, it is Las Vegas.
Well, what are you saying, Julio? Are you saying that there might be some things that are offered to someone in Las Vegas that aren't offered to them in Orlando?
Well, you can find anything anywhere, Lawrence, but it's the temptation of Sin City.
I don't know if you've been to the Tampa, Orlando area of Florida.
I've been to Tampa in August, but never to the Key West during the fantasy season, if you know my drift.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff down there that you don't even have to ask the Instagram models to come by. This is going to be an interesting experiment, to say the least, that ends up happening down there in Orlando. And I, for one, am looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. Although, let me go on the record with, I would have preferred them to do what the TBT is doing, and I feel like it would have done huge numbers. If the NBA was like, we're going to have a double elimination tournament, it's going to take 17 days. At the end of it, we're going to have two teams play in a series of games the traditional way. Man, they could have gotten anyone in and out of there in 3 weeks, gotten their champion, and gotten ready for whatever next season is going to be and whenever it's going to start. So I'm kind of looking forward to talking with Mo Creek about all the things that the TBT put in place and what it was like, or what it is like, to live in that bubble. Also, there's $1 million on the line. Championship game is tonight. I thought Overseas Elite was going to do it. They didn't. All I know is I can't have that Golden Eagles team win. I just can't. I joked about this on the podcast, but if you listen to this show, you know I'm 100% real when I say this. When it comes to me and emoting like a fan, I don't really do that anymore, because once you learn how the sausage is made, when you cover a team, you're kind of not supposed to do that. There's really only one place where my hatred of another team still comes out, and it's my love for DePaul, okay? So I hate Marquette more than any traditional rival of DePaul. I mean, I don't really love Notre Dame, but I hate Marquette. And so this group of players that are on this Golden Eagles team are all players that used to terrorize DePaul. I wish them health, but I hope they lose tonight. And I'm going to tell Mo Creek that too. All right. Let's talk about hockey for a second. Let's talk about the Blackhawks, because there's some news with the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks are getting ready to bubble in, and they're going to take on Edmonton, and there's been a lot of conversation about whether there's any advantage to a team that's playing on its home ice even though there's not going to be any fans there. Hockey's weird. So anyone, to me, it's like baseball this season. Anyone who gets into this thing has a chance. Now, technically, the Blackhawks have not gotten into it. They're in the play-in round with Edmonton. But if they win the series, then they find themselves in the playoffs. It looks like they're going to do this without Corey Crawford. Stop me if you've heard this before. But Corey Crawford is, what's the term that they use, Jordan? Unfit to play?
Correct.
Okay, so the NHL is, they've already been super secretive about this to begin with. Whenever it comes to any sort of injury or malady, they're always super secretive about it. Now you add in everything that has to do with COVID, and you've got them being super, super secretive about it. With Corey Crawford, with all the things that he's gone through, and so that you understand my point of view on Crawford, I think Crawford is one of the most underrated champions in the history of Blackhawks hockey. I think that that guy, everyone has been looking to replace Corey Crawford for forever. And all he's done is been a successful cup-winning goalie. That being said, with everything that he's gone through over the last year and a half, I kind of want Corey Crawford to just retire. I know that he wants to play, and he wants to try and figure out a way to play. I just want him to be all right, and I worry that with everything, every injury, every head trauma that he's had, vertigo, whatever else that's gone on with him, I feel like hockey's not the best thing for him, and he has nothing left to prove. He's done all that he can, and he's proven all he can, and he's won cups. There's nothing else to do. But as it stands right now, they're going to be without him. And the season starts in about 2 weeks. 10 days from baseball, Cubs baseball here on the Score, 10 days from now. It's starting to feel a little bit more real because you're getting umpires now at these scrimmages that are happening. And we're getting closer as long as everything is all right and we get this testing taken care of. But back to the Blackhawks and Corey Crawford. This was Jeremy Colliton yesterday talking about Crawford and him not being available.
Today, Corey's unfit to play or to participate. So it's an opportunity for now for those other guys to compete. And we'll probably rotate those three guys, Subban, Delia, and Lankinen. We'll rotate them through the first group. It's a great opportunity for them and a great opportunity for us to evaluate them. And we expect a lot of competition. And we have confidence in all three of those guys that they're going to make it hard on us and play at a high level.
I missed just the very beginning of the Corey answer. Is there a time frame? Like, could he be back in a couple weeks or is it just up in the air?
Yeah, for now, just he's unfit to play. And I think, you know, the NHL has been pretty clear that's going to be the policy going forward as far as how we announce all injuries. And so that's all I have for you.
Hi, Coach. If Corey was unable to go, would one of the three have an upper hand or would you see competition or how do you look at that?
We've told them it's going to be based on how they perform and they're all going to be given equal opportunity. And, you know, we have Matt Tompkins here as well, who, you know, he's been a really done a good job at the American League and East Coast levels. And so it's an opportunity for him to compete as well. So there's obviously at the end, we're going to have to make a decision, but we want those guys to make it as difficult as possible.
Okay, yeah, I want them to make it as difficult as possible as well. Why don't we hear from the general manager of the Blackhawks, Stan Bowman?
The way we are handling this is, you know, we're looking at the guys that are here and ready to play. And when Corey's in that group, then we can talk about Corey. But, you know, the focus today was to get ourselves back going. And we've got four goaltenders here and you know, the goal is to be prepared when the time is right. We've got some time, certainly. You know, our first game isn't for several weeks here. So, you know, that's a tough one to speculate on.
Okay. I feel like stands a little callous in talking about that, the way that he is. I'm sure that's not how he feels. It just kind of comes across that way. This texter asks a very interesting question. What does unfit to play mean? Does it mean that he has the virus or an injury? When I first heard, I thought it meant that he was out of shape. Now, usually when we hear that term unfit in soccer, in the Premier League, it's usually someone who's coming back from injury. This is complicated because I would tell you that the answer is probably more injury related, but I don't know that. And the NHL doesn't want you to know. And in some cases, they can't release information. All of this stuff is going to be difficult for us to navigate in every single sport. In trying to find out if a guy is injured and if there's a timetable for an injury for a player to return, or if a guy's dealing with COVID and there's no real timetable for that. Either way, when it comes to Corey Crawford, and this texter is like, why you want to replace him? I don't want to replace him. I want him to live a healthy life. And I feel like he has sacrificed enough in his career. Now, maybe he doesn't feel that way. But considering all of the things that Corey Crawford has dealt with, concussions and vertigo and everything else, you don't have to go out there, especially in this environment, Crow. You don't have to do that. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the TBT. The basketball tournament, if you're unfamiliar. They play for $1 million. The winning team gets $1 million, winner take all. We're going to talk with one of the participants, Mo Creek. Hoosier, next here on The Score.
Cubs fans, opening day versus the Milwaukee Brewers is just 10 days away.
A swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam.
Don't miss opening day 2020 as Pat and Ron bring you all the action of Game 1 live from Wrigley Field. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:10. First pitch 6:10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. It's not just the players and managers and coaches that MLB has to keep healthy to finish its season. It's the umpires, too. We've already heard crews may work entire homestands instead of doing one series and then moving on. They could also work consecutive series in cities with multiple teams, like New York, Chicago, LA, and the Bay Area. Both of those ideas would limit exposure while traveling, as would this from Angels manager Joe Maddon. He confirmed yesterday that umps may travel on team charters when possible to keep them out of airports. Health and safety are paramount, but this sounds like a bad idea. There could be a lot of hard feelings on a post-game cross-country flight with only a few rows of seats separating players, the manager, and the umps. Or maybe this is a great idea, as long as cameras are rolling so we can see any drama. I'm Andrew Bogish.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.